So help me understand the difference first. What is a food allergy and what's a food sensitivity? They sound similar, but they're clearly different.
Sure. And so over the last probably 5 to 10 years, there's been some confusion because the terms have been sort of all interchanged. Thankfully, over the last maybe couple of years, there's been much more of a consensus on how to describe these. And so the way I usually describe it to my patients is that there are all kinds of things that can happen to you from eating a food, and only a small subset of those are actually going to be what we consider allergy. And so when we're thinking about allergy, I'm thinking about a specific reaction that's happening in your immune system after you eat some particular food, whether it might be shellfish, or it might be peanuts, or even red meat. And what this immune reaction can actually do is ultimately lead to a constellation or group of symptoms that can even be as severe as what many people have heard of as anaphylaxis and be life-threatening. On the other side, though, again, there are many other symptoms that people can have after they eat foods that don't lead to sort of life-threatening or even anaphylaxis. And so kind of more recently, these have all been termed together of food intolerances or even food sensitivities. And the difference there is, again, the mechanism or what is actually causing that to happen is not always going to be the immune system, actually most of the time not the immune system. And then the consequences, like what actually happens to that, is it life-threatening? Those type of results from those foods are also going to be very, very different. And yeah, I do try to walk people through that because it is very, very confusing on what we're exactly talking about.
So if you grow up as a kid and realize that there's a food that just doesn't make you feel good, or even as an adult, that there is a food that every time you eat it, you just aren't quite feeling right, that would be more of a sensitivity?
Yeah. So I would ask a few more questions to get more details on that. Sometimes for even food allergies themselves, so again, these immune reactions that can lead to anaphylaxis, they can start out as just sort of being uncomfortable with the food. But in general, maybe a simpler way is I'll explain kind of what we think of as allergic reactions, and then we can kind of talk about everything else which might fit into the intolerance. But when I'm thinking about food allergic reactions and potentially leading to anaphylaxis, this can be a combination of a lot of symptoms all over your body. So the one that probably people are most familiar with is going to be symptoms on your skin. And so you could actually have red itchy bumps that look like mosquito bites or hives or even whelps is the term that some folks use. And they could be sort of around the mouth or they can be all over the body. Some people can even have swelling that happens from this. And so it could be a swelling of the lip or the eye, but probably the most frightening would be swelling that could happen in your throat, making it difficult to swallow or even breathe. Symptoms in your stomach are very, very common as well with the allergy type. And so there you could have horribly crampy abdominal pain to the point where you're kind of buckled over and not able to really function. And a lot of times that can even lead to vomiting as well. And even unfortunately to diarrhea as the reaction sort of progresses. Another category of the more scary type of symptoms that can happen in this case are going to be related to breathing. And so for folks who have asthma, they would recognize these exact symptoms, but it can be this sense of tightness in your chest where you just can't get that deep breath, the shortness of breath feeling. Or sometimes it's just uncontrollable coughing or even this wheezing sound that comes out of your lungs. And of course, the concern there would be that ultimately it could lead to not being able to breathe at all.
How quickly do those phenomenon, those symptoms occur after one's eaten something?
Right. So they typically occur very, very rapidly. So the medical term we use for this whole group of reactions is immediate type hypersensitivity. And so the word immediate is the important thing here. And so very often for most patients, even within, say, 10 to 15 minutes, they're going to start to have these symptoms happening. Occasionally, it can sort of take a little bit longer, maybe even out to an hour or two, possibly due to maybe there's a lot on the stomach and it's taking longer to absorb. But most people, it's going to happen during that meal while they're still there. And sometimes people will be excusing themselves to the restroom and then discover that, again, they're covered in these rashes or other things like that.
That's a different phenomenon than the symptoms of somebody who has a sensitivity.
That's correct. Yes.
And part of that would be a time, how quickly the reaction is? What are the differences?
Sure. So time is definitely one of those. In general, the allergies are going to happen very, very rapidly. So like we just said, within 15 minutes. Sensitivities, again, it's hard to generalize because it's a combination of a lot of different types of things causing reactions. But most of those you think of as taking a lot longer, sometimes even a couple of days to sort of show up. And so definitely time is going to be one of those. And then the actual symptoms that I just described as well. So for a lot of these sort of food intolerances, food sensitivities that people are describing, the symptoms seem to mostly target around the stomach area. But usually you don't have a ton of things happening around the skin, so you don't have this kind of itchy rash that I described or the swelling necessarily. And most of the time you won't have the breathing problems, that chest tightness or the shortness of breath. But around the stomach, a lot of these patients will have sort of crampy pain that I may describe. And very often they may have sort of a mix of either feeling constipated or having diarrhea as well. And so it does seem like a lot of the symptoms focus there. What's also different about the sensitivities is it does seem to have a lot of sort of maybe less physical symptoms that can come with it as well. So just this feeling of just being exhausted, we'll have a lot of patients sort of describe that. Another term that I've heard a lot of patients use is brain fog. And I think anyone who's sort of experienced that knows what we're talking about with that. But it's just a sense that they just can't sort of think straight and can't really function for them. And so there's a lot of other symptoms that can potentially come with this. But the physical symptom that most of them will talk about revolves around the stomach.